everyone. Welcome back to our podcast room. This is Corrine Lawrence, actress and doctor. You can follow me on my website at CorrineLawrenceActor.com. That's CorrineLawrence.com. You can also follow me on Facebook and Instagram. All right, everyone. So in today's podcast, we're going to talk about trying to get that initial audition. And what do you need? And what about those headshots everyone is asking for? What do you do about those? So now you're at a point where your resume is up to date and it's neatly organized, but how do you actually get the audition from here? What should happen next? You already have your training with your acting professionals under your belt, and they've already evaluated your work, and you've essentially graduated to the next step. But now you're wondering, is it finally time to audition, or what do I need to do next? Well, the first question you have to ask is, how would you get noticed? What would someone notice about you? For example, what do you look like? What image do you convey? How do people view you? What do you look like to them? How do they see you? What age range do you fit into? Are you open to changing how you look? Can your personality be seen? Is it obvious? Do you appear professional? Are you comfortable displaying emotion? You're about to really enter an exciting period of fine-tuning your physical appearance, so it can be viewed by casting directors who conduct the initial auditions. But do you actually need to change your physical appearance? Sometimes you actually have to, and this is the time to present the real you in a photograph. It's a time to present the essence of who you truly are, and a time to present essentially the image you want to convey to everyone. It's really the moment in time when one snap of a camera can capture how you want to be viewed. All actors continually assess and reassess their physical appearance and image. We all do that throughout our careers, whether we are new to the industry or we're well-seasoned veterans. So this is the time to capture yourself in a headshot. And it's not uncommon to change headshots fairly frequently, especially if you've changed your haircut or you've grown a beard or you have some other physical change. But is there an art to securing fabulous headshots? And the resounding answer is yes, yes, and yes. What elements really factor into getting those amazing headshots? Well, consulting with industry professionals is number one. Establishing your brand, that is, how does the industry view you? You may see yourself in one way, but the industry sees you something else. Finding the perfect haircut and hairstyle for you, something that's the most complimentary for you. Meeting with a makeup artist. Yes, even the guys need to do this. Adding those final touches before you have your headshot taken can make all the difference. Beard or no beard? Mustache or no mustache? Go bald or wear a wig? Possibly even a hair color change. Finding a professional headshot photographer is also key. Acquiring the proper wardrobe to shoot those pictures. And learning about the difference between commercial versus theatrical versus modeling headshots. They all play a role in how you're going to be visualized by a casting director or a producer or even a writer. And having, of course, the finances available to cover your expenses is something everyone needs to take into consideration. So now that we've discussed that, you actually are ready to go get those professional headshots. And those headshots are going to be fabulous. So go for it and don't hold back. This is Corrine Lawrence signing off on this podcast. Stay tuned to my next podcast. Thank you for listening.